Yeah, that's it.
What'd you think of Fires, Bob?
Well, he got off to a nice start, didn't he? I mean, that's that club grinds you. I mean, 1 through 9, there's no break there. And so to get off to the start he did, certainly in front of the crowd for the first time, was terrific. Just looked like what he strike out for 4 of the first 6 or whatever it was. You know, pitched well, really only the homer to Grandal, and then a few hard hit balls where right before I brought Lou in, but man, with a rested bullpen, he gave us exactly what we needed.
Yeah, Bob, why the decision to pull Fires when he did in the 6th?
Because I got a rested bullpen. And the hit off Trevino is just a bloop. I mean, that's his job, is to keep the ball off the barrel of the bat. So I talked to him when he got here, and I said, look, there are going to be days when we're rested down there. He might come out of some games maybe a little earlier than you think, but he was fine with it, and you know, ended up with a win.
He's not a big strikeout guy. I know historically he's more pitch-to-contact guy. Were you surprised that 8 of the first 12
that he probably had a little adrenaline going. You know, it's a pretty good crowd, and it was, you know, first time with a new team. You want to make an impression. There's probably a little extra adrenaline going, and, you know, got him off to a good start, and, you know, I know our fans appreciated and got into it, and, you know, part of the reason they got into the game early like that was him striking some guys out.
Bob, you've talked about the importance of trying to play as well at home as you have on the road. How much does a 7-1 home stand really make you guys feel good?
Yeah, that's big. You know, you look at the offensive numbers on the road and, you know, not quite as good at home. So it was important with the month of August, we're basically home the entire month, for us to get off to a good start, and I couldn't have asked for more. You know, so like you said, 7-1 is a terrific home stand. So, you know, we feel just as good about how we're playing at home right now as we do on the road.
Earlier in the season, Chris had that walk-off home run of the 12th against Baltimore, and then this humble little bouncer to third. Do you get tired of seeing the different kinds of ways that you, or does it ever get surprising at this point that you guys can win in late?
Yeah, I know. I mean, we feel good about winning late at home, but I'm impressed by his at-bats where he's driving in runs without hitting a home run. And if you watch his BP now, he's hitting the ball the other way. He's trying to put balls in play. He's not going up there trying to hit a home run right there. He knows he just needs to put it in play. So that's a hitter's RBI, not necessarily a powers hitter's RBI. And, you know, he's just become a better hitter.
What was your view on that play at the plate in the 8th? Because initially, they, you know, the ump calls him out. What was your initial?
Oh, I thought he was safe by a mile.
Yeah,
my eyes were open. I would have probably, I thought he was safe. It looked like he beat it. He got a good jump, and yeah, I thought he was safe.
They gave him an E2.
Oh, what's that?
E2.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's surprising. I went down as an RBI in my books.
Anything that surprised you or you learned today watching Fires?
Hey, he's a competitor. I mean, we've seen that on the other side. Just maybe a little bit more about his repertoire. You know, he's more of a true four-pitch guy. But the competitor you see on the other side showed up again. He likes to pitch. He wants to be out there. Wasn't scared of the moment. Big crowd here against the Dodgers. And, you know, there are a lot of Dodger fans out there, too. So to get off to a good start like that shows you that he was on it from the very beginning. And against a team like that, he needed to be.
Thanks, guys.